Galway is the European capital of culture all year, and at this time of year, it usually hosts the Galway Theatre Festival. But unlike many festivals, it hasn't cancelled but has gone online with an innovative project called Interaction. Some events began last week, some others start this week. And joining me now is Jane Hanbury to tell me more about Interaction. Jane, the event is called Interaction, as I said, and was seen from its very inception, in fact, as a place where theatre and technology would come together.
Yes, so Interaction is a digital theatre project in conjunction with Galway 2020 and the Theatre Festival. It's a digital festival of performances, talks and workshops, and it's taking place until the 31st of May. The original Interaction project was to take place during the Galway Theatre Festival in the O'Donoghue Centre and online. However, the decision was made at the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak to adapt the Interaction project to an entirely online programme. So now we're using videos, Zooms, apps, radio and gaming technology to continue with the project.
Well, I guess given the nature of the event when it was first thought of, you didn't have too much adaptation to do to get to a totally digital platform, did you?
No, it's a really interesting one where the idea was actually conceptualised back in 2015 as part of the Galway 2020 bid book. And it was always due to be a participatory theatre and technology-based project. So the decision was actually a very small one to change the project to be entirely digital, as we already had digital aspects to the project.
Now, your flagship event is a work by the theatre maker John Rogers. This is a piece based in and around astronomy.
Yes. So John is performing a live theatre show this Friday via Zoom from his bedroom. And it celebrates the mystery and joy of astronomy, and it uses projection and AI. And his theatre show, we are hoping to open to the public in a theatre space in November of this year. And if it doesn't take place in November, it will be alongside the Galway Theatre Festival, May 2021.
But we can watch it. We can watch it online this Friday at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. Yes.
I want to look back at some of the events that you did manage to get done last week, Monday and Wednesday. Esther Nementi was the opening event. What was that all about?
Yes. So her show incorporated 10 audience participants and they were reading a script over Zoom. There was a live radio broadcast of the participants that was available to listen to on the Interaction website, and over 60 people joined a Zoom conversation after the performance to give their feedback and to discuss the themes in the show. And an interview with Esther and myself will be available from tomorrow on the Interaction Galway website about how it all went down.
In fact, let me listen to a clip from Speak Like No One in particular. This is from the show that you've been speaking about. Voices recorded from a Zoom chat discussing voice and how words sound through various speakers' deliveries.
It's not the correct thing, but I think I'm somehow interested in the correct. I'd like to. I don't want to correct myself because I haven't. I mean, if I wanted, I would have learned English without an accent. I would have done that, but I gave up at some point and I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm keeping the rest.
The rest of my accent is staying because otherwise I don't know who I am. So I need not to correct at some point.
But like, it's more like, I think.
I'm quite curious about migration. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's more like, I'm curious about this identity, no? Like, which kind of voice is allowed to be talking to which kind of thing? So in the sense of the capacity to express, but also like to hear a certain quality voice about something, but maybe, I don't know.
A little cough just at the end of it there from Speak Like No One in particular, a show by Esther Nemethi, which was a part of the Interaction Festival that I'm speaking with Jane Hanbury about this evening, or a series of events, I suppose I should be referring to it as. Did you have a sense of that as the various things happened online? Did you have a sense of a real event in the way, you know, we would have if we were sitting in the theatre at a real event? What was the, was there a difference there in the emotion around it, Jane?
It was actually very interesting because we had a waiting room with kind of lift music and we could see the people coming in. And then we had the show where you could see the amount of participants and people listening to the radio broadcast. And then after the show, we had a live Q&A Zoom, so everyone could kind of give their feedback and speak to the artist. And it even ended up being a little after party afterwards, where people stayed on for almost 2 hours afterwards. So it was kind of an all-encompassing show and after party and speak to the artist. So it was definitely a different online experience, but I still feel like it had the feel of a show about it.
Yeah, and were there other events that stood out for you from last week?
Phelan O'Halon's show Memory Lies. So it was live from Wednesday through Sunday, and it's now available for the next week on the Interaction website. So he created a site in place of a live performance, and the audience member is guided through a website looking at pictures and videos, listening to actors and music. So it's a version of the West of Ireland in 2020 from the perspective of a time traveller from 2060. And it's a really fascinating, beautiful piece, right, with local actors and local musicians participating in it.
And available on the website now. And there's an international guest artist, Lundhall and Seitel, I think is how I would say it, from Sweden. That has to go out. That is yet to go out, has it?
So it's actually launched, but it's an app that you can download at any time from now. So you can download it via Google or the Apple Store. And it requires two people to participate, and it turns your phone into projector lights. So they've been touring that work internationally for 10 years and have been in biennales and everything. So they've adapted this work specifically for this time.
Well, lots for people to check out on then. That's Jane Hanbury speaking to me about Interaction Galway. You can find out full details of everything Jane was telling us on the website interactiongalway.com.